From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A virtual proclamation to honor the late Don Kidd, a former state senator from District 34 from Carlsbad and Western Commerce CEO, will be held Monday at City Hall in Lovington. Lovington Mayor Dave Trujillo elaborates.
One thing about the late Senator Don Kidd, you know, the way I look at it is back in the day, he did change the way business, the banking did business here in our local community, and as well as he did represent our community well as a senator. We're showing our appreciation to him and his family for staying with us here in Lovington, as well as southeastern New Mexico with Western Commerce Bank.
And for those who want to watch the proclamation, it'll be on the City of Lovington website on YouTube. The New Mexico Department of Transportation will begin an $18 million reconstruction project set to start in October on a 16-mile stretch of Highway 176 just west of Eunice. The project is between mile marker 10 and mile marker 26, where lanes will be added. The project will take about a year and a half to complete. The New Mexico Public Health Department is alleging that New Mexico Military Institute in Roswell is violating a public health order. In a letter, the state called out the institute for continuing in-person classes and not laying out which courses can be taken remotely. The state also says that NIMI has not limited indoor dining occupancy to 25% and has not postponed school for first and second year cadets. The state has other public health concerns, but NIMI has yet to comment on the issue. XTO Energy, a major oil and gas producer in the Permian Basin, is no longer interested in applying for a permit to construct and operate a natural gas facility in Eddy County. The company withdrew its application last month, citing future infrastructure plans in the area. 48-year-old Rodney Lester of Hobbs was arrested after a passenger in his vehicle was allegedly thrown out from the car while Lester began driving erratically. According to criminal complaint, a woman who was a passenger in the vehicle told police that Lester allegedly nearly ran over her after she was ejected from his vehicle. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.